blessings of living in the time that we do live in is all the myriad ways of communicating that we have at our disposal. We have email, we have text message, we have mobile telephone, we have landline telephone, we even have video calls if we want them. And you know, really pushing the boat out, you can even write a letter. It's amazing, isn't it? The ways that we have that enable us to stay in touch. It's hugely important at a time like this when we're so isolated physically to make use of the means we do have to stay in touch. It was important as well to the Apostle Paul as he wrote from lockdown. He was under house arrest, he was imprisoned. And for him, communicating with other Christians was vital. That's why he writes this letter. He wants to communicate with Christians in Philippi, with a church that he had founded a few years earlier. Let's hear our verse for today. It's just one. It's Philippians chapter 2 and verse 19. Here's what Paul says. Now I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, so that I too may be encouraged by news about you. Basically, he is sending a letter to the church in Philippi so that they will hear news about him. But he also wants to hear news about them. Now, the means he had available to do that was to send a guy called Timothy, who we'll learn a bit more about in the next few days, but to send Timothy to the church in Philippi to gather news about how they were doing and then bring it back to Paul whilst he was imprisoned. Paul needed encouragement. And one of the chief ways of being encouraged, we discover here, is by hearing news about other Christians who he loves. It's so important to do that, isn't it? It's been really good to know that in our church, people have been doing their best to stay in touch with one another, especially those who are on their own, who need that encouragement of communication with other Christians. Just last week, I had a slightly lighter week in terms of work. I didn't have a sermon to prepare. It was a real privilege to speak to a few more of you who are in the church here at Ingleton and be encouraged by just having a chat with you, hearing your news, how you're doing. Yes, there were things to pray for that were hard, but also things to give thanks for. Every time I came off the phone from someone, I came off encouraged. We don't know how much longer this situation of lockdown is going to go on. It could end fairly soon. It could be that the disease takes off again and this lockdown continues for quite some time. But no matter how long it goes on for, let's remember to stay in touch with one another, to communicate with one another, to share news with one another. Don't become distanced from others in the church. Make sure you pick up the phone, send an email, write a letter. If the Apostle Paul needed to hear news about other people, and he was a very strong Christian, then surely we do. It does us good. So don't just wait for somebody else to get in touch with you. You get in touch with them. Have a look through the church directory list, that list of phone numbers and email addresses, and stay in touch. Encourage one another with your news about how the Lord is providing for you in your situation.